To be fair, Philip Morris did not have a perfect diversification record either, as evidenced by its failed purchase of 7-Up. However, in stark contrast to R.J. Reynolds, Philip Morris displayed greater discipline in response to the 1964 Surgeon General's report. Instead of abandoning its hedgehog concept, Philip Morris redefined its hedgehog concept in terms of building global brands in not-so-healthy consumables, tobacco, beer, soft drinks, coffee, chocolate, processed cheese, etc. Philip Morris's superior discipline to stay within the three circles is one key reason why the results of the two companies diverged so dramatically after the 1964 report, despite the fact that they both faced the exact same industry opportunities and threats. From 1964 to 1989, when R.J. Reynolds disappeared from public trading in a leveraged buyout, a dollar invested in Philip Morris beat a dollar invested in R.J. Reynolds by over 4 times. Few companies have the discipline to discover their hedgehog concept, much less the discipline to build consistently within it. They fail to grasp a simple paradox. The more an organization has the discipline to stay within its three circles, the more it will have attractive opportunities for growth. Indeed, a great company is much more likely to die of indigestion from too much opportunity than starvation from too little. The challenge becomes not opportunity creation, but opportunity selection. It takes discipline to say no thank you to big opportunities. The fact that something is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is irrelevant if it doesn't fit within the three circles. This notion of fanatical consistency relative to the hedgehog concept doesn't just concern the portfolio of strategic activities. It can relate to the entire way you manage and build an organization. Nucor built its success around the hedgehog concept of harnessing culture and technology to produce steel. Central to the Nucor concept was the idea of aligning worker interests with management and shareholder interests through an egalitarian meritocracy largely devoid of class distinctions. Wrote Ken Iverson in his 1998 book Plain Talk, "Inequality still runs rampant in most business corporations. I'm referring now to hierarchical inequality, which legitimizes and institutionalizes the principle of we versus they. The people at the top of the corporation hierarchy grant themselves privilege after privilege, flaunt those privileges before the men and women who do the real work, then wonder why employees are unmoved by management's invocations to cut costs and boost profitability. When I think of the millions of dollars spent by people at the top of the management hierarchy on efforts to motivate people who are continually put down by that hierarchy, I can only shake my head and wonder."